Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really focusing in pulling out the key strategic shifts from that Google, Temasek, and Bain economy report on ASEAN, specifically looking at food and transport.
Yeah, it's a fascinating report.
And the top line number for the region's digital economy, it's still huge, right? Really robust.
Oh, absolutely. Growth is still strong. Double digit, actually.
About 15% year over year, give or take.
Yeah.
Pushing that gross merchandise value, the GMV.
Way past $300 billion. The scale is massive.
But that scale isn't the main story anymore, is it?
No, not really. What's really interesting, especially for strategists, is this critical pivot. It's all about monetization now.
Right. So we're seeing the end, basically, of that growth at all costs mindset.
Exactly. It's being replaced by this intense focus on, you know, long-term profitability, making the numbers work.
And that shift, you really feel it in food delivery. People used to say it just couldn't be profitable with those high commissions.
That was the common wisdom, yeah.
So how are they cracking that? How are they getting to this point, this cusp of profitability the report talks about?
Well, it seems to be a pretty smart dual strategy.
Okay.
The first, they're changing the perception, making delivery less of a like a luxury treat and more of a routine thing.
How? By changing what's on offer.
Precisely. More affordable options, wider menus, making it an easier yes for a regular weeknight.
Okay, that's one part.
And the second, boosting that average order value. Mm. So getting more money from each order they already have.
Through things like cross-selling.
Yep. Smart stuff like add a drink for free delivery or order for two and save. Little nudges that increase the total basket. So this dine-in approach bypasses that. They use their app, their massive user base, for discovery.
Ah, so like digital coupons, vouchers for eating in.
Exactly. Dine-in vouchers, exclusive discounts in the app. It pulls customers into the physical space. High margin revenue for the platform without the delivery logistics cost.
That makes sense. Leveraging their user acquisition strength differently.
Yeah.
Okay, so new services, dine-in, what else? Advertising must be part of this profit push.
Oh, definitely. Advertising is becoming huge, particularly from the long tail vendors.
The smaller restaurants, well, yeah. Independent.
Yeah, exactly those. They're driving really high double digit growth in ad revenue for the platforms.
Because they're adopting the platform's ad tools.
They are. These platforms are becoming essential marketing channels for them. It's not just delivery, it's media now, a utility for thousands of small businesses.
Okay, so food is getting creative with adjacent services and ads. Let's switch gears to transport. That sector is expected to hit, what, $11.5 billion GMV this year in ASEAN?
That's the number. And transport's tackling profitability, too, but maybe more on the cost side.
How so? Diversification is part of it, I assume.
For sure. You see tiered offerings, you know, premium rides, budget options, subscription bundles. Even in-app ads are popping up.
But the report really flags something bigger. Right, a more fundamental shift.
Yes. The big strategic play is overhauling the cost base itself. And that means pushing hard on electric vehicles, EVs, and looking ahead to autonomous vehicles, AVs.
Right. The EV adoption seems to be speeding up.
Yeah.
Government incentives are a big factor.
The huge factor. Plus, platform demand itself. You see it clearly in places like Vietnam with subsidies for converting two-wheelers to electric.
And Indonesia, too, right? Incentivizing local EV production.
Exactly. But EVs are maybe just the start. The really disruptive future signal is AVs, autonomous vehicles.
And pilots are already happening.
They are. In 6 countries across ASEAN, according to the report. And the economic projections are, well, pretty stunning. Meaning AVs are expected to actually be cheaper to operate than human drivers. And soon, within like 3 to 5 years.
Wow. Why so fast?
Mostly falling manufacturing costs for the vehicles themselves, but also, critically, better vehicle utilization. And AV doesn't need brakes. It can potentially operate almost 24/7.
That asset is always working, generating revenue. It sounds like a purely financial decision then. Just makes sense.
Financially, yes. But the report also flags significant regulatory caution.
So governments are hitting the brakes a bit. What?
Well, it's that classic balancing act, isn't it? Technology versus socioeconomic stability.
You mean jobs.
Exactly. Mm. Transport platforms are massive employers in the region. Governments can't just ignore the potential impact of widespread automation on millions of drivers.
So it's not just tech, it's political. Mm-hmm. They need policies that allow progress, but don't cause massive sudden disruption.
That seems to be the challenge they're navigating. Carefully.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. What does this all mean for you, the listener, the strategist? The big picture seems clear in both sectors.
Yeah, it's profitability, but achieved differently. Food is mastering those diversified revenues adds, adjacent services like dine-in.
While transport is going right at the core operational costs using technology, EVs now and AVs are clearly on the horizon.
We've seen food turning digital real estate into high-margin revenue, while transport eyes that huge financial shift with driverless tech.
Which leads to a really important final thought for you to consider.
Right. Given this cautious regulatory environment we just talked about, but also the speed AI and AVs are developing, how fast should businesses actually move? When do you integrate these transformative technologies, knowing they're also politically sensitive? Does the tech timeline win, or does the political reality dictate the pace?
That's a great strategic question to wrestle with. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into ASEAN's evolving digital economy.